Okay. I will go ahead and call this meeting back to order at 7:08 p.m. I will pass the invocation to Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. We're going to go a little bit out of sorts this evening. We're going to start the evening with a special presentation, and I'd like to ask Mario to come up and do a presentation, please, Mr. Morales.
Board members, Dr. Hinman, Cabot, just a couple words. Becky's middle school's teacher of the year this year was Mr. Gerald Guidance. Unfortunately, he passed away 3 weeks ago. For the brief amount of time that I knew him, he was a wonderful man. But I'm going to have Mr. Nugget say a couple words because he worked with him for over 20 years.
Board and everybody who's here, thank you very much for coming. If you know Mr. Guinan, like Mr. Miles said, was with our district for over 20 years. He just loved teaching. He loved being in a room. He loved affecting people's lives. He loved the interaction with the students. He loved people just learning. It didn't matter when he was originally started with teaching language arts. He ended his career teaching history. He had that presence that you just wanted to listen to a story, right? History story. He told a good story with a meaning and a purpose, and everybody knew him, just ran up and said, Mr. G, do you remember me? I loved your class. You're the greatest. It was just so inspiring, and we're just so blessed to have him here in our district. And we just, over at Edgewood, we miss him just terribly, and we just wanted to honor his memory tonight. He was just such an integral part of Edgewood Middle School for so many years, back in, when did he transfer over, in 88. So it was just an honor to meet him. He was a great friend and a great mentor. Thank you very much.
And I don't know if Debbie, by name? She, Debbie?
And his favorite color was purple.
Rather than do an invocation this evening, we're going to ask instead we do a moment of silence. So I'm going to ask everyone to stand, bow your heads, and we're going to do a moment of silence, at which point I'm going to ask Ms. Polis to lead us in the pledge. So please join me. Thank you. Ms. Polis.
Please join me in salute to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Here.
Ms. Polis?
Here.
Ms. Miranda Jimenez?
Here.
Mr. Flowers?
Here.
Mr. Manais?
Present.
Ms. Valdez?
Here.
Dr. Hinman?
Here.
Okay. The next part of our agenda is a report of action taken in closed session. We have nothing to report out at this time. The next part of our presentations are, we have several of them, and just because our student rep is in finals, and we have some other people who have other commitments, we are going to take it a little bit out of order. And so let's go ahead and start with the presentations to our student board members. And then after we do the presentations to our student board members, we'll go ahead and let you do your report.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Ms. Hawkins to say a few words about our student board members.
Thank you, Dr. Hinman. I just want to thank you, Jessica, for all the work that you've done this year and look forward to hearing from you as you move on and graduate. Thank you for all the time and energy that you put into it.
And I'd also like to add, you know, talk about a rock star. What we see is here on Tuesday evenings, and she does a student report, always well prepared. But I've had the opportunity to see her firsthand at West Covina High School. And she's truly a rock star. She's respected not only by her peers, but the teachers and the administration as well. And at the awards night, I think she came up and down off stage like five or six times. So obviously someone we're going to keep an eye on, and hopefully you'll stay in contact with us and let us know the great things you're doing. Thank you. Come up.
We have this award for you that says, the Board of Education of the West Covina Unified School District recognizes Jessica Valdez for your dedicated service as student board member for the year 2014-15.
Don't leave me hanging out here.
So for Edgewood High School, their ASB banquet was held this on May 19th. They had their senior rally theme, which was Monsters University, to acknowledge all seniors departing off to college. Their valedictorian, Andrew Lesh, received a full ride scholarship to Stanford University. And their salutatorian, George Tal, received a full ride to Berkeley. They're going to be holding their senior barbecue and pool party hosted by the PTSA on May 26th, and their senior awards night will be held at their gym at 7 p.m. on May 27th. For Coronado High School, our Channel Islands trip was a great success. Thank you to the school board members and cabinet for allowing us to go. Over 85 students have met the graduation requirements and are excited to graduate next Wednesday at Edgewood Middle School. Last Saturday, our hikers scaled Mount Baden-Powell. It was an 8-mile hike with a 2,100-foot elevation gain. Our soccer team finished the year undefeated to claim the Continuation School League Championship, and their awards night is this Thursday at 6 p.m. For West Covina High School, last Thursday, our senior awards night was held in order to recognize the vast and many achievements of many seniors in their academics, athletics, and extracurricular fields. Thank you to the school board members for your attendance. And this week commences many senior events as they enter the last week of high school. Grad night takes place on Thursday at Six Flags. Senior checkout will be on Friday. And on Saturday, baccalaureate will be held at Bethany Church. And next week, graduation will be held at 7 p.m. on Thyberg Field.
Thank you. Okay. We will go ahead and do the Edgewood High School decathlon team next. Dr. Hinman.
Okay. Thank you, President Shoemaker. I will turn this over to Colleen Hawkins.
While Ms. Kelly steps out for a moment, the Edgewood High School decathlon team has been on a winning streak now in my tenure here for the last 2 years, and they've done an amazing job. And this year they were selected to attend the national championship and did extremely well. And I know that Mr. Dorsey is here somewhere, and he's going to speak about his team
as we bring them in.
You know, while we're waiting, I'll just share as a longtime administrator, I've had the opportunity to see a lot of academic decathlon groups, teams in competition. In all my tenure, 25 years as administrator, I've never been part of a district that has a national champion. So what a way to come in my first 6 months here. The great thing about academic decathlon, and I don't want to steal the thunder, but it's not just, you know, the top 0.2% of kids that compete. It's actually across the board. So students at all levels are able to be part of that competition. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Mr. Dorsey.
Thank you, Dr. Hinman, Board of Trustees. It is with great honor and privilege that I am here to announce to you Edgewood High School's Academic Decathlon Small School National Championship. Sorry. Medium-sized school. The trials and tribulations they went through in gaining that success was truly mileage accumulated, as one of our students actually had to test while they were on a China trip with our sister school. So at what time in the morning, Jessica? 3 in the morning. That's dedication. But to introduce everybody to you is our head coach, Mr. Craig Michael, who will introduce all of our coaches and get you the kids, because this is truly a great honor for Edgewood.
Thank you. And thank you, Board, for inviting us here. This is always a big honor for us. And just to explain, I don't know what was talked about before we got here, but the medium-sized national championship means from a school, a high school of 650 to 1,300 students, we are literally the best in America in that size range. There's no school better than us. So, and I'm unveiling this actually for the first time. The students haven't seen it. Nobody's seen it. So this is our banner. So this one, let me introduce everybody. So Benjamin Lynn, and they're all wearing, of course, their medals from all the competitions. They have national medals, too, which we haven't even unveiled. They're getting them later tonight, so they're going to be just loaded. Yeah. Darren Lamb. Yeah. Dominique Uy. Joshua Hunt. Jessica Dickerson. Gabriel Rodriguez. And I fear he's not here. We are still waiting for James Silla, but James Silla, you can clap for him anywhere. And then, can I just introduce our coaches quickly? So, because we have 5 coaches that did this job, it took all of that. So, Joel Lovato. And Alan Aguirre, a former decathlete. Melina Mena. And Daniel Malinaji. And James Sill is here.
Okay, and the last variation is the presentation for the West Covina Beautiful Art Contest.
Okay, thank you, President Shoemaker. Again, I will turn it over to Ms. Hawkins.
So we have representatives from the West Covina Beautiful Contest winners today, Diane Valdez, Maria Gutierrez, and Manuel Mercado. And I believe we have representatives from West Covina Beautiful who were going to share, but I'm not seeing them. Ms. Kelly, can you? We're a little full tonight.
Yeah, President Shoemaker, they might have been slated to come after this presentation, so we may have need to do them afterwards. I'm not sure if they're here yet.
I was requested to move them up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well.
There we go. Very good.
Very good.
Welcome.
Good evening. I apologize. We were out in the North 40. You have a wonderful group here. I'm Colleen Rosati, president of West Covina Beautiful, and I am proud here to be here tonight to recognize some outstanding students that we have within our school district. West Covina Beautiful is one of the oldest nonprofit organizations, established in 1948. Our goal and our purpose is to bring support of beautification to the city of West Covina, to encourage cultural environment and improve aesthetic value and promote the concern for our city. Tonight, this is our 35th year, thank you, for recognizing outstanding artwork by the students. And I have Irene Fleck, one of my executive board members, who will announce the winners.
Thank you. This is one of the fun things that we do, is have the students participate in this. It's a 35-year contest. It started when West Covina decided to have Clean Up, Fix Up Saturdays 35 years ago. We did this in conjunction with that to have the students be involved in the program. As you now know, instead of 1 week of one Saturday, it's four or five, because we have a lot of stuff to process. The first place winner is Diane Valdez from West Covina High. I'm not sure. And you can see that she's the one with a blue ribbon over there. The second one is Maria Gutierrez. And we like the idea that she's a second-year winner. And then the third place is Manuel Mercado. We think they're quite good, and we enjoy the students. Thank you very much.
Okay, now for the presentation that all of you have been waiting for, the Teachers of the Year. Dr. Hinman?
Thank you, President Shoemaker. You know, I actually had a little plan presentation speechy I was going to do, but I'm not going to, because I really was moved by what we saw this evening. You heard our student board member talk about the awards night. Principal Trovatore announced that they had over $800,000 in scholarships that night. The students from West Covina High School, we haven't done Edgewood yet, West Covina High School going off to college and scholarships, $800,000. You have the academic decathlon team here tonight winning a national championship. Bottom line, that doesn't just happen. They don't just show up and win national championships. They don't just go off to four-year universities by sleight of hand. They do it because of teachers. It goes all the way back to TK, all the way through elementary school, through the middle school, those brutal, crazy middle school years. I don't know how you middle school teachers do it, I just want to say. and then on to high school. The amount of hours and time and structures and morals and ethics and values that are given to these children by our teachers is truly second to none. I will tell you, I have firsthand experience. I truly have only been here a little over 4 months now, but what a mark you've made. You know, there's that old adage that first impressions are everything, and I have had the opportunity to go into virtually every classroom in this school district, and I will tell you, not a flaw amongst the bunch. Now, you could argue that, oh yeah, Chuck, you know, set up, right? I mean, they knew you were coming, so they were on. I don't operate that way. I literally would come around and wander around campus, and I would look in, and all of our teachers are on target. They're structured. Students are learning. I mean, I even went by an AP calculus class, and I'll be the first to admit I probably couldn't do a single problem in AP calc today, but you know when students are learning, and you know when students are being prepared for their future. And in the West Covina Unified School District, our students are being prepared because of the great work that our great teachers are doing. You are the foundation. I said at the Classified Award ceremony, you know, if teachers are the heart, then Classified's the soul. Well, you truly are the heart. You're the heart of our school district, and nothing we do matters except for the work that you do. It is our role to support you in your continued great work. So I, representing the board, want to thank you for the great and hard work you're doing. You are the representatives of your colleagues, and I appreciate that. You've risen above, but I want to say across the board, we have phenomenal, phenomenal teachers. With that, I'd like to introduce the president of the Teacher Association, Mr. David Begge, to come up and say a few words.
Of the Teachers Association. We have over 400 members, and we have the very finest teaching staffs in the entire valley. It is with great pleasure tonight that many of you are honored, and we really would like to thank you for everything you've done. You've done a wonderful job, and this is our time. Thank you very much.
So just a brief protocol, I will be introducing the site principal who will come up and say a few wonderful words about their teacher of the year, and I would ask each recipient to gather in the well. At the very end, we'll do a group picture, and we'll also announce the teacher of the year as well. So to start us off, I would like to introduce Ms. Lori Wilds of California.
Good evening, school board members, Dr. Hinman, cabinet, and the West Covina community. I am honored to present to you California's Teacher of the Year, Ellen Bezaire. Ellen's worked in our district for many years, and 4 years ago, she and I began the journey at California School together. She came to us from Edgewood Middle School to join the sixth grade elementary ranks. She has brought such great benefit of leadership and knowledge to our team. Her colleagues shared that Ellen is always looking for ways to reach to all of her students and spends countless hours really providing that important feedback to her students. Ellen, you're so deserving of the special honor. Congratulations.
I'd like to call up principal at Cameron Elementary, Mrs. Ginger Pruitt.
Good evening, board members, Dr. Hinman, cabinet, and community. It is my honor as principal of Cameron Elementary to introduce to you Mr. Brian Sutton. He serves in so many roles. He is our gate coordinator. He serves on the technology committee. He oversees our aerospace after school group, which launched rockets today, which was very fun. He's one of our trainer of trainers for right from the beginning and beyond. And many more things aside from teaching fourth grade. And he's here tonight with his lovely wife, and he really is committed to the students, and every comment we had from the staff who voted for him said he is such a gentleman and so kind-hearted. And so, again, it is my pleasure to honor you tonight, Mr. Sutton.
All Our next principal, just a little short story. Just how dedicated our teachers are. This gentleman invited me to come out and visit his classrooms the day after open house. Who does that? Gordon Fitzer does that. So, Gordon, please come up.
Board members, superintendent, cabinet, community, thank you for this opportunity to recognize Merced's Teacher of the Year, Jill Rodriguez. There you are, Jill. Each month we have a Student of the Month assembly, and we talk about appropriate behaviors that students are supposed to follow, and I always re-emphasize two words that I want all children to embrace by the end of fifth grade, and those words are be kind. Now, if a student were to ask me, what does that look like, I would point them over to Mrs. Rodriguez, the second grade teacher, because she is a walking example of that. Her style is all about kindness. She's an extremely effective teacher that helps Merced family grow in the areas of nutrition and writing. But the one thing that you can't get via PD is heart, and she definitely has heart. In a nutshell, she's giving, warm, kind, thoughtful, caring, and an incredible asset to Merced. Jill, thank you for being you.
Our next presenter from Merlinda Elementary School, Ms. Sonia Gonzalez.
Good evening, President Shoemaker, board members, Dr. Hinman, and Cabinet. I'm Sonia Gonzalez, Principal of Merlinda, and I proudly present to you Merlinda's Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Linda Noe. Mrs. Noe is best described as that quiet, under-the-radar type of individual who works relentlessly to give her students the best education possible. She is 100% devoted to her students and will stop at nothing to help them and ensure that they are all giving their very best. Mrs. Noe is patient, understanding, makes learning fun, and keeps students engaged. Above all, she is well-liked and incredibly well-respected by her colleagues and basically anyone who gets to know her. Congratulations, Mrs. Noe.
Our next presentation will be from Monta Vista Elementary, Mrs. Lilia Gonzalez-Gomez.
Good evening. I'm Mrs. Gonzalez-Gomez, a principal at Monta Vista. Thank you, West Covina board member, board members, Jessica Shoemaker, president, Dr. Hinman, and cabinet. It's actually my great pleasure to introduce Melissa Bellegarde. If you don't know her already, she is our Teacher of the Year. I have had numerous opportunities to work with Melissa. She started this school year as a fourth grade teacher and now is our site TOSA. Well, that is a big deal because Melissa has a very unique quality. She is extremely, and I'm looking at her husband, hyper-organized, and I love it. She is positive with students. She has a willingness to serve. She's just very, very professional, and all of this, huge energy. For some of you who have seen her through this year, I have to congratulate her because she just had a beautiful baby who is not here. And with that, she had that burst of energy all year. We love you, Melissa, at Monta Vista. Thank you.
Our next presenter from Orangewood Elementary, Ms. Janet Shirley.
Thank you, board members, cabinet, Dr. Hinman, and thank you all you wonderful teachers for being here and being part of this wonderful district. I'd like to introduce our Teacher of the Year. She's not only a teacher at Orangewood for 11 years, she also attended Orangewood as a student, Sue Alonzo. Can't go anywhere yet. Okay. Sue is an extremely talented teacher, but the greatest thing about Sue is she is so giving of her time. the beginning of the school year, there was no PTA at Edgewood, and I begged and pleaded, and I did beg and plead, with Mrs. Alonzo to become our PTA president, and she has dedicated so much time. She's also a trainer of trainers, team leader, student council, you name it, Sue's it. And I want to tell Sue that I appreciate all the smiles and the great sense of humor you share with me.
Our next presentation will be from Vine Elementary. Unfortunately, Dr. Torres had a family commitment, but presenting this evening will be Ms. Valerie Jamarillo.
Good evening. Good evening, board members, Dr. Hinman, cabinet. For those of you who don't know me, once again, I'm Valerie Jaramillo Tosa at Vine. Our teacher of the year is Ms. Donna Souza. She is just a wonderful individual, to name a few of the things that she has done here at Vine. She's sat on our leadership committee, worked as our site gate coordinator, and has taken on a role as drama coordinator. In the past, she has overseen PTA reflections and helped organize student entries for the LA County Fair. This individual, she's the recipient of a Rotary grant as well, and she's just an ambitious individual with great character, very resourceful, and just a wonderful, well-rounded individual. It is with great pleasure that I introduce to you Ms. Donna Souza, Vine's Teacher of the Year. On behalf of Vine School, we'd like to thank her for her dedication and congratulate her on a job well done.
Our next presentation is from West Cove Elementary, Dr. Rochelle Johnson Evans.
Good evening, President Shoemaker, Dr. Hinman, board members, cabinet, and our wonderful, wonderful guests and wonderful teachers of West Covina. Dr. Rochelle Evans, West Cove principal, and our fabulous, wonderful, dedicated Teacher of the Year is Cheryl Okamura. Cheryl has been with West Covina for 19 years. She's well respected amongst her colleagues, well respected amongst the community. The parents love her. I have to shoo them away from the gate so that she can go into her classroom. And the children love her. She serves on our school site council and any other activities that need to be done around the school. She's often at the school very late. If I need her to work and help me assemble some things, she's always there to help out. If I get hungry in the evening, I need a snack, I know which room to go to. So again, Cheryl Okamura is wonderful. I'm glad to have her at West Cove, and she's our Teacher of the Year.
Our next presentation will be from Holland Crest Middle School, Dr. Hector Galicia.
Good evening, board and Dr. Hinman. Thank you for the opportunity for having us here tonight. I am Hector Galicia, proud principal of Holland Crest Middle School. And I would like to introduce our Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Marissa Cisneros. Over the years, Mrs. Cisneros has been a lead teacher by providing professional development on thinking maps as well as right from the beginning. She is a team player. She works very well and collaborates extremely, in a very thoughtful manner with her colleagues. In the classroom, she creates a student-centered in which collaboration, communication, creativity, and critical thinking are fostered. She has a great rapport with her students, but they trust her and they depend on her greatly. As a teacher and as a teacher leader, she's also a very well trusted and respected by all her colleagues at Holland Crest. So I thank the board and Dr. Hinman for allowing us tonight to recognize and honor our Teacher of the Year, Marissa Cisneros.
Our next presentation from Walnut Grove Middle, Mr. Rich Nambu.
Thanks, Dr. Hinman, board and cabinet. Walnut Grove's Teacher of the Year is Ms. Lorraine Gomez. Lorraine Gomez is a great teacher, and she does it all. She's a department chair, a TOT for Right from the Beginning and Beyond, our GATE coordinator, a curriculum development team member, a district action plan member, and so much more. But what sets Lorraine apart is that she takes the high expectations that she has for kids and makes sure that kids meet them. She does whatever it takes to help students be successful. She challenges them in class, gets to know them, and differentiates instruction for them. I've seen her challenge students in class to do the best they can and seen them in class respond. She's constantly reading students' cues to know who the students are and how she can make a difference in their lives. She is truly a special person and a special teacher. Ms. Lorraine Gomez.
Our next presentation from Coronado High School, Mr. Armando Marentes.
Board members, Dr. Hinman and Cabinet, thank you very much for allowing me to present Mr. Jeff Glickman as Coronado's Teacher of the Year. I could list all the things that Jeff does for our school, but I think a better way to understand it is that most people assume that Coronado kids are all at risk. What I've learned from Mr. Glickman and what he's taught all of us is if you find a way to connect to students, the at-risk goes away. And he has done that year after year, and I'm just so happy and so proud to call Mr. Glickman a friend. And just a quick story, I went to junior high and high school with Jeff's parents. That's how long I've known Mr. Glickman, since he was this big. So congratulations again, and thank you for everything you've done, and we're going to miss you.
Our next presentation is from Edgewood High School, Mr. Stephen Dorsey.
Dr. Hinman, Board of Trustees, Cabinet, thank you very much. It is my honor to introduce to you Edgewood High School's Teacher of the Year, Mr. Manuel Barone. We are very lucky to have Manny Barone on our campus, as he truly enthusiastically preps our students for the world to come. At Edgewood, we are the IB school. Part of getting a full diploma, students must complete a community action and service project. Mr. Barone, being a science teacher and our ASB director, takes that concept and puts it into his class of creativity, action, and service with all of his students in his science and his ASB. We actually just went through our WASC qualification, and one of the greatest points that was shown to our staff was the culture that our ASB kids created on our campus. And that is truly due to Mr. Barone's leadership. He is amazing with our kids, and he pushes them to their utmost. But the great thing about Mr. Barone is he knows that he's the facilitator. He gets them going, and he steps back, and he lets them do their thing. And that's where the magic happens. We are very proud to have Mr. Manny Barone as our Teacher of the Year.
Our next presentation from West Covina High School, Mr. Mark Trovatore.
Thank you, Dr. Hinman, Board of Education, Cabinet, and members of the community. So let's get him up here.
Oh, there he is. He snuck up. Right. He's always surprising us. So this is Mr. Gary Charlton. So a few words about him. He's been described as a master by some of his students, as an expert. He teaches both AP Calculus and AP Environmental Science. So you'll say, well, he's a great teacher because he has great kids. Well, you have to understand this. These are very abstract theoretical classes. And in order to bridge the theoretical and the abstract again and make it relevant and tangible to kids' lives, that truly takes a special talent. So what he does in the classroom isn't just limited to the textbook. That's only a guide for him. What he tries to do is tie in real-world experiences, even so far as he started the Go Green Club. And he takes kids on hikes and things like that. So that really helps those kids in the AP Environmental Sciences class. But his philosophy, and I quote, is, if you build a class where students are learning and being successful, students will be excited to learn, and they'll want to keep being successful. So this is all the good news. The bad news is he's retiring this year. So the way the story goes is he had 30 years in San Dimas, and so his second teaching career was with us. So he arrived at West Covina High School as a coach, instructional coach, also coached basketball too. But we started with one calculus class that was sparsely populated. Now we have six that are fully populated. So that's a tribute to the work he's done, mentored countless teachers, and he truly has set the bar high, and I think he's someone that we can all emulate. So what we did here is I went to about five Home Depots to find the school colors representing this plant, but maroon and gold. But hopefully this brightens your garden the way you've brightened so many students' lives. And with most companies, you get a watch when you retire. So this is a West Covina Bulldog watch. And we're hoping that when he checks his time, he'll reflect on the time that he shared with us here within our district and at West Covina.
Our next presentation is from the Rio Verde Academy, Mr. Mark Ware.
Good evening, board members, superintendent, cabinet, community. I'd like to present Rio Verde Academy's Teacher of the Year, Ms. Tracy Holmes. Now, Rio Verde Academy is a new school in West Covina, and it's been a year of transition, but I can honestly say that we could not have done it without Ms. Holmes. She's dedicated and has spent many hours outside of the classroom prepping for lessons and reviewing Common Core. She's an expert in differentiation. She focuses on the students that are struggling, but also challenges her advanced learners. Anyone entering her room gains from the experience. And really working with her and knowing that all those last-minute meetings, and trust me, we have lots and lots of last-minute meetings, I could always count on Ms. Holmes to be there as the teacher in those meetings. She is an expert in her content area. She teaches middle school English and social science. Now, did a poll and asking students what are some of the things that can describe Ms. Holmes. So between the teachers and the students, here are just a few of the words that describe her: kind, caring, honest, dedicated, creative, and trust me, extremely creative, inspiring, respectful. She teaches fully with her heart and her mind, and she's committed to giving the finest possible education that Rio Verde has to offer, and she makes a world of difference every single day. Thank you, Ms. Holmes.
This is the moment of suspense, so bear with us just for 1 second.
What?
Okay, I'm new, right? So I had to figure all this out a little bit about how the process here. But the moment of truth, at this moment, I'm going to ask President Shoemaker to announce the 2015 District of the Year for the West, Teacher of the Year for the West Covina Unified School District.
It is my pleasure to introduce Ms. Gail Gibson as the 2015 District Teacher of the Year.
So it's my turn to introduce and read. Gail Gibson. She has a breadth of experience in regular and special education. She has 22 years of experience, of which 15 of those years have been in West Covina. Though she has taught special education for 3 years, third grade for 3 years, and was on the district teacher, was a district teacher on special assignment for music 2 years, her love is kindergarten. Special people, right? Gail has spent 14 years teaching our youngest students to be readers, writers, and good listeners to prepare them for the years ahead. A day in Gail's class rejuvenates you and brings you back to the core of why we are in education. Gail is all about what is best for her students. Gail is of great support to new teachers as a BITSA mentor and master teacher. New teachers have much to learn under her tutelage and how to become the best teacher they can be to support their students. Gail also supports her school and colleagues by being the first to volunteer for any new opportunity to grow professionally and to bring new programs to Cameron School. She serves as grade level chair, a trainer of trainers for Right from the Beginning and Beyond, participates as a model classroom for Look to Learn Walks, has served on the technology committee, been a gate coordinator, Jumpstart intervention teacher for our English language learners, and much more. In pursuit of her own professional development, she will begin a master's program in July at Cal Poly in the design-based learning program. Gail is the consummate professional, both as an educator and as a lifelong student. It is with great pleasure that West Covina has selected her as our District Teacher of the Year and Los Angeles County Teacher of the Year representative. Congratulations, Gail. So, come on up. We're going to do a big photo op.
At this time, we will take a 5-minute break to congratulate the teachers.